That's right. I say, well, first of all, it's hard to believe it's a year since I was on last with you talking about a golf classic. That's what things surprised me. Yeah, how time flies. No, it's on. It's in the Ballybofaston Orla Golf Club on the 16th in the Ballybofaston Orla. We have been there for I don't know how many years now. Great arrangement with them. Great people. It's 140 per team. We have 100. We have some great prizes. There we have our main prize is a four ball and an overnight in the K Club, which people involved in golf will understand. It's a great prize. Then golf clubs from around Donegal have Buncrana, Letterkenny, Clonmacnoise, Morva, Ballybofey, Newlands Golf Club in Dublin, Port Salon. They've all given us free four balls for teams. So we have an exceptional amount of prizes, Kieran, for that. And we appreciate that, and we appreciate the help and assistance that they give us in donating them prizes to us. That we want to put that on record big time.
John, in relation to the Golf Classic itself, I was trying to think of many years ago. How did it start off, and when was the first one, and were you involved in it back then?
The first one was many years, many years ago. We've always in the Ballybofey and credited at that stage to James Rogers, the former chairman, former member of the Academy Committee who took ownership of it and done most of the work at setting it up at Ballybofey, Stranraer Golf Club, and I think it's very important that we acknowledge the role that James had in establishing the link with Ballybofey and Orla Golf Club and setting this up to become a very, very successful golf club, tournament, and, you know, becoming a very important fundraiser for the Academy. Just, I suppose, to paint a little bit of the background for you, Kieran, as you know, we have four League of Ireland teams. We have development squads. And to put it sort of into a context, from Tuesday morning on, we have 70 players and coaches down, three teams down in the Galway Cup, which is a huge operation. And that's just one example of one thing that's happening at a time. We also, it's an exciting time at the golf club here, and I don't know how many people are aware of it or not, but we have, just last week, there's a new head of academy appointed, full-time funded by the Sports Council, Darren Murray, and Darren will be in situ there in a full-time role, which is absolutely brilliant. Up to now, we've had great people like Kevin and Trevor Scanlon doing that role in a part-time job. Hey, Darren is there, the only full-time employee we've had since we established this more than 12 years ago has been Aisling Dignam in the office, and Aisling has done an incredible job on her own as being the only full-time employee working at the academy, and I just want to acknowledge her contribution, because to run academy with that size is an incredible job, and she has done it magnificently. So, as I say, we do need to get the... It's all about funding. We have three sources of funding for the academy. We always fund ourselves. It comes primarily from the FAI, Cairn in Solidarity, the parents, and we through fundraising. That's how we fund and how we, the academy. And I think it's very important that people realise that. We've always, as I say, washed our own face, and this, I think, is very important for us, the Golf Classic. As I say, I've given you the details there. I want to place on record the thanks that we have for the main sponsors for this event, which is Kia Cabs, Northwest Review Removals, Marley's Coaches, Five Rivers, Finn Travel, and Councillor Mark Shand. They have been brilliant. and their support and assistance to us. So I just want to place that on thanks. Also to the Greens and Tea sponsors, etc. I've heard you during the day, given the details of it. So anybody who's looking for to enter a team can enter a team at 074-913-1093, the golf club. Or they can, if they want to get involved with the tea or green or anything, they can contact our office and with Aisling Dignam there. As I mentioned, Aisling, and her email is admin@finharpsacademy.com, or call 086-153-0383. So that's admin@finharpsacademy.com or 086-153-0383. And as I say, it's an integral part. It's the main fundraiser we have at the Academy. And, you know, we get great support from the golfing and the golfing community in Donegal and the parents. And I think last year we had 45, 46 teams. So, as I said to you, we're hoping we have a good throughout the year as well. And because they're exciting times at the Academy, exciting.
We're going to talk about the Academy in just one second, John. You did allude to it, that this is so important, this golf classic, and need of financial support for the Academy at the moment. 45, 46 teams last season, you were saying. Was that the most ever? Are we going to try and beat the 50 this year?
Last year was the biggest. I think it was was very, very successful last year. There's a lot of people that work very, very hard on the seeking sponsorship. And as I say, at the office, under Aisling stewardship, and we all try and do a wee bit, but I think it's very important. The way we look at it, the parents are contributing towards their kids at the Academy and the underage and development squads, which are essential for Finn Harps or any League of Ireland club. You cannot expect young players to go into 14 or 16 or whatever the case may be in the League of Ireland without preparation. And that's where development squads are an integral part of it. That allows us, for example, to take those 60-odd kids to Galway this weekend. There's other they'll go away to where they'll end up playing against the very, very best. And then they understand what's required. Their parents see the standard. And I think it's an integral part of development of players. That and also the quality of the coaching, which has been brilliant. And now we're trying to progress that with the appointment of Darren to another level. The key thing there was people like Kevin McHugh did a brilliant job there. And so did the likes of Trevor Scanlon when Trevor was there, as head of the Academy, and others, Darren Nash and many, many other people. But it has to be moved to the next level if we're going to prepare and get young players ready to play and compete in the League of Ireland at various levels.
Finally, John, in relation to yourself, you've been involved with the club at adult level. I remember as a young boy, you never went through the gap on your own, put it to you that way. But in relation to you personally involved with the Academy, what satisfaction did you get over the last 18, 24 months that so many Academy players, youth players, getting the chance under the guidance of Kevin McHugh?
With the working with people who are at the Academy, the satisfaction of sitting and working with great coaches at the Academy who are doing the work voluntary. The main satisfaction is to watch those young lads develop. And as anybody who follows Finn Harps will tell you, there's a lot of young lads who've come through the Academy in the first team at the moment. I predict there will be more. They may need little other things to take them on to the next level. But, you know, when you look at the lads and how successful they are coming through with the first team, and also the number of them that are playing for Ireland at underage, and even, you know, for example, in the schools, international for the schools, that's a complete enjoyment for any of us who are involved in the Academy and can watch young players progress and develop and hopefully make a career for themselves in professional football.
Finally, John, on a final note, can't let you go without repeating one more time. Big news coming from Fun Park. A new head of academy. What was the process, John? I noticed it's a rather slow process. And were there many candidates applied for the role?
I think it's a slow process. This has been a great initiative that's been launched between the FAI and funded by the Department of Sport. It was a slow process of getting to this, but as I say, Darren is in place from last week. He understands and knows what needs to be done. And I think the key thing in Darren's appointment is that Darren will be a full-time person in that job, and hopefully if things work as some people believe, there will be other appointments that will link into Darren's appointment.
Thank you so much, John. So Darren's a native of County Waterford, am I right? And has he League of Ireland experience in a similar role before?
Marty's a name, and I'm sure he will be making contact with the football family in Donegal in the coming month.
John Campbell, Gormila Mahigot, thank you for joining us. That golf classic again will be held, Balbofane Stanala Golf Club, on Sunday the 16th of August. That's 2 weeks' time. I'll be announcing the winner in the next 5 or 10 minutes of today's competition.